Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Arizona Cardinals and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? The Arizona Cardinals, man, they have a lot of hype around them in 2021. Got even more around them in 2022. Expect some big things from them. We'll see. And especially with this brand new draft class they just had, we'll see how much better they can get. I can't wait to dive in and talk about each and every one of these picks.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching from home or listening to our podcast, thank you so much. Listening to our podcast every single week has got us over 900 episodes at this point, over 1,000 episodes of our live video broadcast. So thank you so much. We've been working hard on this all the way back to our founder who started the show over 10 years ago over on AM radio, Mr. Vincent Turner, and we have been rocking with him ever since. And since about the last 3 years, we've been moving it into the video version of our podcast. So thank you so much. All of your listens, shares, and talking about football with us in the comments is the reason we do this every single day just for you. So Mr. Logan Landers, the Arizona Cardinals, the NFL draft class for 2022, how did we do, and what do we have to look forward to?
Well, let's talk about it. Before they even got a pick on the board, they traded their first-round selection. They picked up a wide receiver from the Baltimore Ravens by the name of Marquise Hollywood Brown. So he is now on the team. I'm not going to factor that into my draft class, though, because he was already in the league. Just had to throw that one out there. So let's get into our first selection. Round 2, pick 55, tight end Trey McBride. Trey McBride, I mean, very good player, right? A lot of people were kind of shocked that he went this early, considering that the Cardinals have both Max Williams and Zach Ertz at their tight end position. So a little bit of a surprise here from the young man out of Colorado State. But I feel that this was a good pick. He's going to find a way to get into that offense. But I'm not sure if I would have selected him right here. So not off to the strongest starts, but I like him as a player. Let's get it right. Then we go round 3, pick 87, one of the best picks probably in the draft, I think, potentially. We go defensive end Cameron Thomas. Man, a solid defensive end here. Fell in the draft because, like I said, you got that competition because he was at San Diego State University. Smaller school, but this guy is an absolute athlete. We've done multiple videos on him on the channel. Go check them out. And one of the best pass rushers potentially in this entire draft. Just skilled at the point of attack. And is going to be a great welcomed piece to that defensive line for the Cardinals. Love this pick for them. They've got a stud in the making. Round 3, pick 100. We go defensive end, Myjai Sanders. Sanders, like I said, another defensive end here. They're doubling up. They're dipping in the pool one more time. He's coming out of this amazing team, right? Going to put in some good work there. Was at Cincinnati, a top 4 team in the country last year. Solid pass rusher. Can slot into that pass rush rotation early on the year. They're going to need some help. They lost Chandler Jones, we all know, so they need to rely on their depth this year more than ever to get some pressure on the quarterback and the running back as well, getting some tackles for loss, like the selection here. Then we got to wait a good bit. We have to wait a while till their next pick. Round 6, pick 201. So we had to wait over 100 selections before we heard their name again. They went with running back Keontae Ingram. 6th round pick here. Great compliment to James Conner, I feel, and he's also a very solid pass catcher in the backfield. Is a good run blocker, still trying to learn just how to be a better one, but he has improved steadily throughout his entire career. Even though he is a sixth-round pick, I feel like he is going to get to see the field a solid amount. Was at USC, and he's going to go to an even better place here with Arizona. I think he's going to do a really good job as a depth piece. Then we go round six one more time. Pick 215, offensive guard, Lasita Smith. Smith, another good offensive lineman. You got to protect Kyler Murray. You know, his contract situation's up in the air. We don't know if he's going to be back in 23, but we're not worried about that. We're worried about 2022. And we got Smith here, right, coming from a good school in Virginia Tech University with the Hokies. And now he's got to protect Kyler Murray, one of the most insane, just scrambling quarterbacks, good arm. And I think that he is a better pass blocker than run blocker. He's going to have to learn a little bit more before he gets more consistent playing time. But I think he'll be a good backup this year, potentially a fringe starter. If someone goes down or if someone is just underperforming, he could definitely slide in for a few games, I think. Then we go round seven, pick 244, cornerback Christian Mathieu. So Christian Mathieu, a young man from Valdosta State. Who would have ever thought of Jeremiah? Valdosta State University getting selected in the 2022 NFL draft. You'd love to see it. So he got selected, and like I said, we're in the seventh round now. These are guys who are probably not going to see a lot of playing time at the next level for a little bit, but got to love the pick, right? But good size, good length, but he just needs to improve some of his reaction time, which is going to absolutely hurt his stock potentially at the next level. But as long as he keeps working, we're all rooting for him. I think he can do a very solid job for the Cardinals. And, hey, like I said, from Valdosta State, man, we got to love all of our Georgia guys here on the show. So shout out to him for getting drafted first and foremost and now being an NFL player. Up next, we're going to go with linebacker Jesse Lacuda. Jesse is a solid pick, potentially a steal, a lot of people are saying, in the seventh round. He was projected to be a fourth-round talent, but he fell. I think, hey, maybe just because of his size, but a solid fit. He can be in a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense. Good strength, and I think that he could be someone who we could see at maybe the end of the season maybe go in and slide in as a potential starter. So, good guy out of Penn State University. Played a lot of big guys there in his conference, a lot of really good offenses. So I think that he's got a lot of potential at this seventh round. And then we go with the final selection, round seven, pick 257 overall. We go offensive guard Marquise Hayes, the offensive lineman from Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner. Last selection in the draft, Hayes was projected to go fifth, but he ended up making it to the seventh as the Cardinals' last pick. Really good physical attributes for the young man, but his footwork is a little bit sloppy. Needs a little bit of work, especially to get there at the next level in the NFL. You've got to have A-plus footwork, and he's just not there quite yet. But I think that give him a season or so, and we will see how Hayes can do. But overall, if I had to go and grade this draft class, I'll go right in the middle. I'll go with a C. I think that potentially some of the picks I would have went a different way. But I like some of the sleeper picks. Like I said, I like Lacuda. Like, I love Mathieu, right? Valdosta State in the house. I think the best pick was the Cameron Thomas one. I think he's going to be probably the best player in this class. Trey McBride's going to be interesting, like I said, because they already have a plethora of tight ends. So we'll see what they can do there. And as for everyone else on the squad, right, I think that offensive linemen, you're going to have backups. You're going to have the running backs there. With Ingram, I think he'll slide in nicely. But I wasn't blown away by this draft class, but with the addition of Brown, like I mentioned earlier, and now, unfortunately, with the suspension of DeAndre Hopkins for a handful of games, it's going to be interesting to see how they do early in the season with all these rookies trying to get their feet wet, trying to learn what the NFL is and how to play. And then also with the suspension, the new player, and also Kyler Murray's got all the pressure on him in the world this year to make things happen. I think that overall pretty decent draft class from the Cardinals. Nothing too insane, but I like a few of the picks. But I think that overall as a team coming into 2022, they've got a ton of hype around them, and I expect good things from the Arizona Cardinals this NFL season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I think we all do, and I am looking really forward to being in person at an Arizona Cardinals game, one of the best stadiums in the country, just a great location, Great feels. It's got to be one of the greatest places to do a tailgate. I will so forward to doing that. And I feel like this next season is going to be one of the hottest seasons for tailgating, for being there at the spot, and for really enjoying it. So also shout out to all of the players who just a year ago were playing their best football of their lives in college. And now these aren't just college kids anymore. These are NFL draftsmen, and they are making it all the way to the pros. So shout out to all of the great colleges who are sending these incredible young men up into the NFL. And shout out to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown. I love our show. I love listening to our show. Even though I'm a part of our show every single week, I go back and listen to some of our classic episodes, especially through our podcast. So if you're not listening to our podcast, please come join us over on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Overcast, Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. We pretty much put out a new podcast every single day, so we're going to have something that you love. And if you want to find some of our classic episodes, just search for them. 100 Yards of Football, and then put in whatever team that you love, whatever artist or whatever interview that you're looking to find. Or, you know, if you're looking for draft, just put us in, and then in your search bar, also put the word draft class or draft in there. You will find incredible episodes to satisfy every football knowledge thirst you have. And we will be here yet again every single week to put out even more new episodes. So thank you, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible breakdown of the Arizona Cardinals and their NFL draft class for 2022. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.